get into the movie tonight. We're talking about Tomb Raider. Got a long history with this girl, Lara Croft. See, y'all think y'all know Lara Croft. Y'all ask me about Lara Croft. I tell you how long I've known this girl. I know this girl when she had square titties, man. Mm-hmm. That's how long I've known her.
Pyramid titties.
Yeah, pyramid titties right there, man. Yeah, I've known her since she was introduced in 1996. I love the way people like said, yeah, man. Because back in the day, a bunch of horny kids were playing this game. And I'm like, I don't give a I don't give a shit.
She ain't nothing but angles and pyramids. Yeah.
But you ain't seen when she crawled though in the game.
That ass was round.
Yeah, you're like, let me move the camera. There we go.
No angles there, man.
It seems like a hot geometry class. Right?
Hey man, math is hot.
If you had sex with her, you'd come away bleeding.
But I could say I had sex with her.
I know. You could just put your chin up to her chest and just shave yourself. Yeah, close. Yeah, but them dudes are still horny out there when that was happening. So I don't give a damn about that tent on her chest right there. Talking about this tent in my pants right now. That's one of my favorite cosplay costumes, too.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, no, he didn't. He ain't going to try to just walk on from it.
Oh, yeah, I am.
I'm going to walk away from that explosion. Yeah.
I'm going to say that shit proudly. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Yeah, boy, that's one of my favorite cosplay costumes right there. Some girls got it perfect. No, it is great. That is great. Yeah, man, knew her from back in the day. 1996 is when this game premiered. And, you know, the game was so massive and such a big hit, as many big games back in the day did, prompted a movie adaptation starring Angelina Jolie. And that was back in 2001. And Angelina Jolie, you know, she was the hot one back then. Big talk of the town. And everybody said, oh, there's no way Lara Croft, portrayed by Angelina Jolie, in a big budget Hollywood movie based on a video game?
Yeah.
There's no way that that could fail.
That's the recipe for success.
Oh, yes. It's worked so many times before.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, as we all know now, no, that is the exact opposite of what happened with this. And didn't even know when to stop. Had a sequel.
Yeah, Cradle of Life.
Yeah. And that one, the first one, they said, all right, you know, Angelina Jolie, people just went to go see her in there because she's fine as hell. Once people, you know, ran a little dry.
I'm spent. I'm done with this shit.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, you know, I don't need a second movie. I'm good. And that movie bombed bad, but both these movies were critical failures. But later on in life, somebody came in and they said, you know something? Women's pride thing right now. And women, they don't like to be sexually objectified and they want to be seen as powerful. And they went in and said, all right, you know something, this is the perfect time to come in and reboot Tomb Raider. Maybe even get some females in there. Lara Croft came in, you know, she had a boob job, looked more realistic. They actually made her tough, but the biggest thing is that at the same time, they made her very vulnerable. And that
she takes a lot of punishment in that game.
Oh, she does, man. Every 2 minutes.
You're just sitting at a table. I can't help it.
Yeah.
Splinters.
Yeah. Can I use your bathroom? You all right in there?
Yeah.
But they said, you know, something with that image working for the video game, it's also a perfect time to go in and reboot the movie series.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can actually set that back on track. You know, after all, this is the hashtag MeToo generation here.
Yes, sir.
The movement that's going on. And maybe we can actually come in and make a game that, or a movie that not only the guys will like, but the girls will feel empowered by. And we have Alicia Vikander as the title character, Lara Croft. And in this movie,
somebody who actually has the accent.
Yeah, exactly, man. Not that Angelina Jolie was bad. I actually
I
actually thought that was the best thing about that movie. We ain't getting a debate about Angelina Jolie's accent. Shit.
I mean, good though.
So here, Lara Croft, she's represented as an independent woman that, you know, we want to see her as. She's so independent that she's stupid.
Yes. Very stupid.
Stupid as hell. Man, they say, your daddy ain't coming back. He's been missing for 10 years. Girl, just take this money.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the Croft way. That's not the kind of Croft.
It's his money.
Yeah.
He made it.
Daddy Croft is giving you this right now.
That is the Croft way. Yeah. It's his money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a whole, well, if I accept the money, that means I'm saying he's dead.
Yeah.
He's like, not really.
No.
You can give it back to
take
him.
That to go find him.
Yeah.
Or you can just take it and buy a bunch of shit and forget about him.
Yeah.
You can buy a new dad.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? No, I just want my father. I don't want the money. I'm like, damn, girl.
Like, I was mad. I was like, you dumb woman.
But she was this smart. They're like, okay, you know that house you always going to every night? While you out there trying to play Miss Poor Girl, that's just going to be gone. She signed it.
Yeah. I'll put it in blood.
This is the way father would want it. Yeah, I thought so. But when she gets the house, she starts to discover a lot of secrets within it. And these secrets might actually lead her to her father, who might still be alive. And along the way, where she goes out, now that she's got money, now that she's inherited a business, and now that she has clues that her father might be out there somewhere, she goes out to look for him while also discovering the Croft she's truly meant to be, Mark.
No.
You like that shit?
Is that in the press notes?
Make sure you say this.
Yeah, they told me. They made me say that. So, with this movie right here, listen, I've been defending the trailer because I've been talking about, if nothing else, I defend the trailer because I defend trailers all the time. I say, hey, the movie might be good, might be bad, but the trailer is going, if I see something that I can be fair with here, I'm going to say it. And the thing that I can say right off the bat is that they have tried to actually pay some respect to the game and play respect to the people who play the game, the gamers that play it. You know, I'm looking at certain things that they do here because it looks great. It visually respects the games as of late. You know, you see right here with this waterfall scene where they paid such close attention to detail. Anybody who's played the games can see that they have put such detail in there, right down to even like the rusty debris, you know, the environments, the same palette. Oh, it didn't do that. Oh, right there.
I was waiting for that. I was like, come on, it can happen. I know this is a movie, but come on.
It'll be a reset.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Prince of Persia.
No, they couldn't impale her head on debris like that.
Whack.
They had to keep it PG-13. Now, they did give her a little splinter in her side. Yeah.
Which happened in the game as well.
Yeah, which happened in the game. You know, she walked away with, and they gave her some stitches, you know. So
right, but, you know, Bruce Willis does it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But we're talking about female empowerment here, Martin. And so you can see that they've gone in and done this. Another thing I can say, they've even kind of brought in some gameplay. Have you played the game?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. You played the game, right?
I have not.
Martin, you played this before.
Yes.
Martin's like, hell yeah.
I loved it.
No, and one of the things, if you are like most of us here and you played the game, you can even see some elements of gameplay brought into the movie. One of the things that Laura Croft, the new Laura Croft that you can say about her, she got some strong ass fingers, man.
Yeah, she got gorilla grip.
Yeah, she does. She got gorilla glue in her hands when she grips on things. You can see here that they kind of kept that, where she grabs on things and does the traversing like you see in the game. There's even parts in the game, I mean the movie, where they put some of the obstacle gameplay in there. Not only just cutscene parts, but parts where you actually have to run from things that fall. And, you know, and sometimes that could be a fault for movies trying to bring that gimmick in. But it works. I think it works well here.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that they incorporated from the game, which you're like, if you play the game, you would notice it. Her pickaxe is something that's new in the game, so they threw that in here. Then also, one of the big things with this new one was her having a bow and arrow. Yeah. So, like, there was a whole, like, new stealth element, because with the original Tomb Raider games, a lot of it was just going in a tomb. Maybe you shoot a tiger or an alligator or some shit and then keep it moving. But with the new ones, it's more about you encountering people and all this other stuff, so you kind of got to be stealthy while you're using a bow and arrow, which I thought was dope.
Yeah, I did too. Martin, you played the game. You want to speak on that a little bit?
Well, you know, you guys are right. It's the visuals, primarily the airplane, the pickaxe, the bow and arrow, and they didn't do a lot of time going, huh?
Yeah.
It's like you see it, you go like, oh, I know what that is. They got it in there. But if you hadn't played the game, it wouldn't be anything special to you. It wouldn't feel like the movie stopped for it.
No. And you know, and that's Martin is right. That's a good thing that they've done, is that they've been able to like bring this in for all audiences, which is why I say that sometimes why they bring a video game movie to the, or a video game to the big screen, because there are elements that might actually appeal to people who just love action movies. They don't want to play the game. They just want to watch. I think they do a good job with that here of doing that. You have not played the game.
Yes.
How did you feel about these action scenes?
I thought, for the most part, I thought they were pretty solid. And even though I haven't played the game, I'm pretty familiar with parts of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know the bow and arrow. I know the whole plane sequence. Mm-hmm. And I agree. Like, it was a cool way to do those callbacks, but it wasn't like the whole movie stopped to call attention to itself.
No.
And I really like how vibrant it is, especially once she gets to the jungle, how colorful the movie mm-hmm. is, especially in the wake of something like Assassin's Creed that was like dull blues and urine yellows. Like, this is a very vibrant, colorful movie, which is
I like the way you just gonna slide by that urine yellow.
Yeah,
my favorite crayon.
Movie looks like a piss filter. Movie looks ugly as shit.
Yeah, look up the old crayon box, urine yellow and doo-doo brown. But so you see, we're all in agreement that, you know, they visually they did a good job.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't gimmicky the way they did it. And I will even say that visually I like Alicia Vikander in here. Now, you know, they in the face, does she look like her? No, it doesn't matter, though. I think they chose somebody who has a good body type. And the girl trained very hard to get the physique that is not, you know, again, objectified, over sexualized, mm-hmm. which is a thing that they want to make sure that they didn't do. With this new version. A lot of people appreciated that.
Well, something they also do with Alicia Vikander, which is how she said it before the movie starts, because I was calling Alicia also, is that she's a small person, a mm-hmm. little girl. She's actually about 4 feet tall. So it's not scenes where she's fighting men and suddenly she's got the strength to beat them. Because she doesn't. She gets overpowered most of the time, but she sticks in there and fights. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And plus, since she's so small, that's how you can believe these little monkey jumps and climbs that she does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's small enough to where gravity ain't pulling her down that hard.
Yeah. She fights them in like in a scrappy kind of way. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she still looks strong. Like, if she gets you in a headlock, it's going to suck.
Right.
Yeah.
That's basically every kid.
Damn it. like that one dude that she got, and he thought he was beating her ass, and he's like, "Yeah, I fucked up.
Finish me off. God damn. If she gets you in a headlock, you're done."
Yeah. I mean, it was an insultful death, too. I mean, like, she had his face in the mud.
Yeah, that one was rough.
And he's like,
it's like a lot of MMA fights where you can be overpowering somebody, but suddenly they get you in that lock, and it's like, oh, no. Oh,
yeah. There were some bubbles that came out the mud, and they popped and said, "God damn." But, yeah, you know, I like her for the most part. And I will also say that, you know, I liked her as an actress in this. She's trying with the material mm-hmm. that she has. But the problem with the material that she has is that, you know, she's that hero that's introduced to us after she's getting into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, because she just has that much spunkiness in her life, you know.
This billionaire heiress getting in trouble trying to make money doing favor.
And that's the other thing here. It's like, you know, this whole thing of trying to make her seem like somebody. Well, I like that whole angle of, you know, I don't want to be recognized as a billionaire as I have my bike ride back to Wayne Manor, but she like girl, you ain't fooling nobody. Everybody, nobody likes you. In fact, we're about to rob your ass, kidnap you, hold you for hostage. But they do some dumb things with her with this setup, trying to prove that she's a real person too. One of the dumbest things that they do is that they at the beginning of the movie they show this dumbass bike chase, mm-hmm. you know, of her going through London, which I thought that cyclists in Austin were bad.
Man,
in London they must kill about 10 of these motherfuckers every week because they just driving in.
Keep on going.
Yeah, man, because they deserve it. Playing these stupid games, driving through traffic in front of buses. With a foxtail leaking paint.
Yeah, like, you're causing a lot of property damage, man. This is not cool.
If you want to make a character unsympathetic to me, make them a cyclist. Like, the second I see them riding a bike, weaving in and out of traffic, like, Jesus, fuck that person.
Yeah, you're not going to go see the Paperboy movie, what you're telling me.
No, okay. No.
Depends on how many Paperboys they kill in that movie.
Well, it is funny how much they put into that whole cycling chase sequence, mm-hmm. and yet cycling never comes back into the story.
That's true.
No, it was also they could play like, you know, the latest London hits, the musical hits, and sell a little bit of, you know, what the kids like to do these days, you know?
Yeah.
They're showing them on bikes. Hey, she's just like you.
I'll give them credit for, like, the stuff that they did in London, though. London actually looked like a lived-in city, because a lot of movies, when you see London, it's just like, oh, look how clean and glossy everything is. And this, when they go to, like, the bummy part of London, you're like, oh, okay, there's a scummy side there.
Yeah, the hooligans.
Yeah, 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 exactly. You know, another thing, though, is that a lot of people, they just might not like this Laura Croft so much because of her grunts and all of her moans and everything that she does in every action scene, because she does that a lot, sometimes several times within the same scene. Well, let me see. I said plane scene right there. Let me see here. They I put a little grunt montage together right here.
Grunt montage.
Yeah, yeah. Who doesn't like a grunt montage?
Apparently you.
Yeah, let me see it. Oh, let me cut this up.
You gotta finish.
Yeah, whoever's having sex with Laura Croft, the police is going to get called while y'all doing that. The problem is, you know. And I didn't mind it so much. I know some people say, even from the trailer, they didn't like it.
Really?
I
that never bothers me. Matter of fact, I appreciate it because it shows that what they're doing is not easy.
Right. Well, that's the thing. In the game, she does that a lot. You know, it's something that, again, I think that they're trying to keep close to the game.
She's having a ball.
If you listen to the last part, she's not even like screaming at him. She's like, doing that chihuahua grunt. Had a chihuahua that used to do that. Show all his teeth and he growl and he tried to lick his teeth and but yeah, now did that bother you in the movie at all?
No, actually it didn't. She goes through a lot of shit. So if she was just like throughout, I'd be like, that's kind of lame. It shows, like you said, Martin, that she's being kind of put through the ringer physically. So yeah. I didn't mind it at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know something? I would tell you something else with this this movie too, is that near the end of it, it went in some places that I didn't expect it to go. They kept hinting that it was going to be this big reveal there, this big thing that was going to happen, some Indiana Jones type stuff. And, you know, without spoiling anything, it didn't take this big as supernatural or...
It didn't pull an Uncharted.
A magical turn as I thought it would.
Yeah.
They actually tried to keep it somewhat grounded to actually make it more sense.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. Yeah.
Because the reason why that's good is because the whole time they're talking about this ancient Japanese witch and it just sounds stupid.
Yeah. It's Himato. They buried her on the island because she was a witch. She could touch people like hello. Yeah. Like, oh no.
You're expecting another enchantress to pop up. Yeah. Popping and locking and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not what you're getting here. Again, without spoiling anything, but don't going expecting that. Now, what I can say with this is that while you know I was led to some unexpected places here, movie was still boring, man.
Man.
This is directed by a dude named Roar.
Roar.
No, take that off and put a B up there. This shit. This is directed by a dude named Martin.
I didn't even look this way because I knew he was going to react. I was like, just look up.
Yeah.
Martin, you son of a bitch. No, you didn't do it. No, man, I'm expecting a dude with a lion suit coming in there. Yeah, let's do some actions right now. Come on. No, man, this thing is so, to me, now I can't speak to anybody else, but this thing is so boring. I mean, it was, and the reason why, I can tell exactly why I think that this is boring. And it's because, for many reasons, but one, it has a lot of dull characters in there. there's a lot of dull characters and a lot of dull dialogue.
Yes.
And the dialogue is really, I mean, this, it's not so much that this movie is ridiculous or stupid or, you know, following the veins of other video game movies. No, it actually is trying to play it too safe. It's actually trying to, it's pulling back a little bit too much. I wish this was stupid.
I went in hoping that it would be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's not terrible. It's just not good. But it's that not good in a way that doesn't make it fun.
Yeah.
I didn't think the movie was boring, but it was dull.
Yeah, that was one of the bigger things. I mean, like, even if we want to talk about the older Tomb Raider movie, like, it came on with her fighting a giant robot in her mansion. I was like, this is stupid, but I'm entertained. But yeah, like, this one is like, all right, it's a bike chase, and then we have some dull dialogue, and then you have another chase, and then some more dialogue, and then more chasing. So it's like, all right, I feel like I'm going through the same basic steps. And then when we have these lulls between action scenes, like, the way this dialogue is being delivered, and even Lara's pseudo motivation, it just seems kind of lost in the fray.
Her motivation is very stock too. It's something we've seen done so many times in just generic action movies, and this really needed like a good script doctor just to throw in some just good dialogue, some banter, and some good jokes, because this should be fun. This is essentially Indiana Jones, and it's nowhere near as like lively or creative. It's just kind of
they not only made Lara like very dull and pseudo unmotivated, but like just stupid. Like,
yeah, you know, she's dumb.
Yeah, she's really dumb. And it's like, cause she, there's stuff that goes on, and she's like, I gotta find my dad. And like the way she goes about it is like the worst way. It's like, yo, if you had these other opportunities and things that people are trying to give to you, you could fight and you could rent a helicopter instead of taking a boat. You could do a whole bunch of smart stuff, but they just make her look so dumb. And that's one of the things from the video game, that she's a very intelligent person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and that's, and see, for me, I'm sitting up here talking about all these great visuals that they have in the game here. It's like they spent too much time trying to stay authentic to the look instead of really concentrating on some other things, like, again, character and dialogue. Mm-hmm. They do things here where they try to stick to the video game so much that it's to a fault. There are some things that you do for video games that you should never, ever translate to a movie. One of those main things being puzzle solving.
I'm glad you said this shit, man. Because you were sitting there watching this.
Y'all know.
Are they serious going to make us sit here and watch her solve a puzzle for 5 minutes? I was like, this is terrible.
The movie stops. It stops.
It stops, y'all. This is like,
to have her solve a puzzle.
With gummy bears.
I told Gertz in the movie, I'm like, is she really going to use these big ass gummy bears and stuff them in a wall?
That cracked me
up. You
out
your goddamn mind. I mean, and that's even later in the movie. That's like the third puzzle she's got to do.
Yeah.
There are several
big Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
There are several puzzles. And you know what? At least with those gummy bears and Jolly Ranchers, they had color.
Yeah.
They at least were kind of pretty.
And at least it was a scene where there was something happening, so you had to kind of hurry up
and do it. The floor was disappearing. Yeah. It was a puzzle to solve before people died. Mm-hmm. There was one moment where they got to go into a tomb, and it just stops for her to unlock the keys. You know? It's like, it's really like looking... It really is like looking at somebody just for 10 minutes, just sitting up there. Hold on, I got it's one of these keys. Yeah. Hold on. I'd
rather watch someone play Tetris.
I'm going to get it, man. Hold on.
Yeah, it's all the excitement of watching somebody solve a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. You might as well just let her just sit down and just do a crossword puzzle for 5 minutes, and everybody just wait.
That's kind of what she did with the first puzzle.
Yeah.
It ain't no dialogue. It's just her flipping switches on a door.
And they're playing dramatic music.
Oh, no, not that one.
Cut to her doing Sudoku.
It's music, man.
Walter Goggins, like, this bitch for real. Yeah. And I'm not talking about her, I'm talking about the director. We really gonna sit up here and wait for her to unlock a door?
That's all I had to do all this time.
Come on.
Yeah, hurry up.
that goddamn music off.
Go in the door.
There was a lot of that with the score here. It's like mundane thing.
Just the sound design in this movie is so weird, man. You have that where they're like, she's solving a puzzle and they're playing that dramatic ass music. There's that scene where you see it in the trailer where like the boat's crashing and there's like all these lightning flashes, but there's no thunder. So I'm like, there's a lot of lightning. It's just, it looks like a strobe light in the studio just flashing in her face.
It's like looking at somebody flip light switches for 10 minutes and then.
I leaned over to Gertz. I was like, sure, it's a quiet thunderstorm. but
if you only played the music in the dramatic parts, you wouldn't have any music. All of it's just kind of mundane and dull, and you keep waiting for it to. I just felt like it passed on every opportunity to do or say something interesting. Remarkable. Yeah.
Oh, wait
a
minute.
Wow, you really want me to forget this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. I found the right key. Come on in, everybody.
It's so weird. It's like, we're not, this whole movie there, like, we got to get into this tomb. Like, we were doing this and doing that. And it's like, I'm pretty sure you have plenty of dynamite. Y'all could blow that door off.
Yeah, they
were using it over and over. Somehow
we're out.
Yeah, they have rockets that can make people evaporate, and they couldn't get through this.
And let me let y'all know right now, I said there's nothing supernatural in this movie. I was kind of mistaken. They got walking ladders in here. I like the way everybody went in. Nobody had a ladder or a ladder with them, but all of a sudden when they need to cross something, that ladder just popped out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Surprise. Ain't nobody stuffed it into their backpack or anything. They just, shit just showed up.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, that's the fault, trying to stick to a lot of the things that you see in the game. You know, either scenes from the game or elements of the game are the iconography. I mean, right down to like her showing her two guns right there and actually, again, making the movie stop and like, hey, y'all remember these? You know, this is
with the braid. You're like, God damn it.
With the braid,
Speaking of, remember this. You remember how she picked up the Asian guy as her co-star and then he just kind of disappeared for the second half of the movie?
Yeah.
They show up going, wait, what's going on now?
Man, what's this dude's name? Daniel Wu is the guy's name.
And he's Lou, I believe, in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy, let me see if I can
find him. That's what I was thinking too. They kept saying Lou. I was like, not Liu Kang, no.
I think that's the actor's name, Daniel Wu.
Yeah, no, I think it is. You know, I'm going to get a clip of him because he didn't get no play in this movie at all. It was funny too because he said they ain't gonna let this yellow man ain't gonna get shit at all.
He was like Finn in the Jedi movies.
Yeah,
like, no, but we gotta wait for Laura though. I'm just waiting for her. It's like, man, she ain't gonna give you no ass.
Yeah,
go save your life.
Yeah, listen, you thirsty motherfucker. Hey, we gotta go.
It really was, man. And the thing is, in the movie, I like him. He's actually charismatic, man. He's actually funny.
Because everyone else is just so dull. Like, give him a few lines that actually endear him to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually I like this character a lot. I wish they had done more with him.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why I really like this guy. Let me see here if I can find a clip with him. I really like this guy because there's hardly anybody who has any big emotions in the movie, except for Laura Croft. But even, again, like I said, even she's kind of dull here. But with this guy, Daniel Wu, let me pull it up. If he had, I know y'all think I always bring race in and stuff, and I'm not trying to, but I just have this feeling, like, if he was not Asian, there would have been a love plot line going on.
I mean, or at least sexual tension.
Some sexual tension.
I think I know where they went. Our dads.
To the bottom of the sea?
They were headed to an uninhabited island. So off the coast of Japan. It used to be called Yamatai.
There's at least 6,000 islands off the coast of Japan. Hardly any of them are populated.
Well, I have a map. Now all I need to do is to figure out what these are. I think these are coordinates. The location.
They're clock hands.
They're not clock hands. Definitely not clock hands. Oh,
yeah, you right. You still ain't getting no ass. Yeah, you know what? You just fucked that up.
That's just one of 57 stupid things Laura Croft does in this movie.
Yeah, yeah, you smart. But you just fucked that up. I think I was going to fuck you, too. But, nah, man, that, you know, that you can see how that's kind of set up to have a little, at least, romantic tension right there. And they don't. And, it's too bad, too, because he's a guy that I would have loved to have seen more in the movie.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And just being, like you said, just not because you like him at first, and then he just ends up being a dumbass. Ain't no sexual tension with them. Ain't no romantic tension with them. They're not even friends.
Right.
Nah. No.
And then, yeah, when he sees that those rocks fall, like,
I'm like, why do you care? You just met her like 24 hours ago.
She came back for us. Yeah, she's also the reason you're trapped there.
Yeah. And all those other dudes behind are like, man, we're going to die. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
We got to go.
Oh, man, Laura. We just going to take this gun and go on our way. Oh, no.
But if I stay to the end of the party and hold her hair when she throws up, I'm sure I'll get something next time. This ain't big, Sick. You ain't that lucky.
Oh, but next time. Yeah. We have what's her father's name in the movie?
The actor's name?
Yeah.
Dominic West.
Dominic West in the movie. He's a
Richard Croft is his name in the
Richard,
movie.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Richard Croft.
Lord Richard Croft.
Yeah. Lord Croft up in here. He hardly has any emotion in here.
Except insane.
Except insane. Yeah. Looking strung out, all wild. Yeah.
The castaway.
Yeah. It was a volleyball with him.
Yeah. Lord Croft.
You can't let him unearth that power. He'll take over everything.
Yeah.
Dad, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, in this movie, yeah, he's just. And they do something with him in a movie that I'm starting to hate even in good movies they show.
Laura, there was more to my life than boardrooms and business deals.
Why can I get one of those cameras?
Yeah.
That lasts for 20 years, battery ain't gone down, dust saw, all on the shit.
We just saw this in Annihilation. Where are people buying these things?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
These indestructible cameras that are out there.
They last for years.
The one that you can just leave a post-it note on it like, hey, play this. Daddy gone, but play this message.
Play this in 20 years.
You know, it's something else we just saw in A Wrinkle in Time where the daughter is on a big quest. I have to find my dad. And then finds her like, what the fuck, Dad? Why'd you leave me?
You
knew I was on a mission, right? I don't.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing with this. It's like Dominic West, he looks all crazy in the movie. The only time he shows emotion, he ain't even in the film. He's in a picture. That's all. And he can't even. That's not a real smile. Shit, that's him doing the press promotion for this movie. So, did you really love being in this film?
Yeah. It's good.
And now, the career's going great.
It's a check.
And like A Wrinkle in Time, they completely drop the ball on showing an emotional connection between the two of them. So you don't care. All they do is the Hunger Games thing at one another.
Yeah.
The,
but see, it's two fingers. It's not three. Three is Hunger Games. They're not stealing it. It's the big mix. Yeah.
So you're not invested at all.
And I got to tell you, the only thing, like normally I'm not going in here looking for anything creepy. I'm not. But after looking at all these pictures of daddy and his little girl and them hanging out and talking about how much she misses him and this whole time, mama ain't mentioned at all.
Not even.
They don't give a fuck about mama.
You don't even know what happened to her, which is weird.
Yeah. If she died, she ain't missed.
I think she's dead. I think they showed her gravestone, but they never really said happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, mama didn't treat me like daddy do. Yeah. Mama didn't buy me gifts like daddy do. Yeah, not even one picture.
No.
In fact, I think that picture was longer, and they just cut mama out.
Yeah. Probably mama's probably the one making all the money. She was probably out working.
Well, that was the thing. Like, the dad said he was using her as motivation to go out and do this thing, but, like, I didn't understand what the motivation was.
His motivation to be a deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't do shit. Like, he just stays in a basement all day.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I wasn't actually in the boardroom all that time.
Yeah.
It's like, well, then what were you doing?
Leaving fucking videotapes. Hey, it's just as good as me being there, right?
Right.
Whenever you miss daddy, just put this show on right here. The daddy show.
Yeah. This camera's battery will outlive me.
I hate that shit, man.
What a videotape.
I know. If you're watching this, that means I'm dead. Yeah, not because I gave it to a lawyer to give to you.
You can hear in the background, Robert! Robert, you come back to bed! Oh, that's the maid, darling. I'm sorry. I must go. That's the captain of the ship calling me right now. Robert! You talking to that bitch of yours again? But, no, nah, and you know, another part of this movie where I thought somebody was actually going to show some potential here and lift the movie a little bit above what it is. I thought it was going to be Walton Goggins, man.
Well, yeah, Walton Goggins, which I thought
Walton Goggins, yeah.
I thought maybe like he might overplay it like he can be a lot of times, and this time he does. He pulls back so far that it's like, all right, man, you're giving me nothing here.
Yeah. Well, Martin, he heard you when you criticized him in Maze Runner. You're like, you're doing too much in here. All this screaming, tone it down. And then his, he's like, I am the villain.
Yes.
Look out.
And yeah.
I'll get you.
I'm going to get you.
Walton Goggins, he don't want to be here, man.
He sure does. Because
he don't want to do this movie.
Do I really have to say this shit?
I've seen Walton Goggins and things before. Everybody talked about Justified. They made me want to watch the show Justified because of him. I said, I don't know, man. I said, no. The dude is crazy, man. Watch the show just for him.
Shit will kill you.
Dude, that dude's like, what the fuck? What happened? Oh,
that was an awesome episode.
That ringing in your ears. That's 2 ounces of Emulex on a 10-second timer. Now, I may not know a lot about a lot of things, but I do know how to blow shit up.
I'm like, gonna be like,
not in this movie.
Like, I'm going to be like, you goddamn right. You just blew up an Italian on the couch over there.
Yeah, on Justified, he was one of those characters that was supposed to get killed off in the first season, but he was just so good. They were like, man, we can't get rid of him.
Another Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if he was this character on Justified, they would have killed his ass quick. Because I'm telling you, he does not want to be in this movie. He's one of the reasons I fell asleep. Because every time he was talking like just kind of spacing out in the middle of sentences.
Yeah.
That was a point where, even when he was, there were points where he's holding a gun at somebody and he just starts looking off in the space and the victim is like, hey man, focus. Come on, man. Oh yeah. Blam.
Shoot me. Shoot me. Oh, and another thing about him, you talk about shooting people. Like, there's a moment where something happens, you know, you had that moment that shows everybody, the heroes are protagonists in this, or they're carrying. So this one old Chinese guy gets sick and he's like, he's sick, we gotta take care of him, we gotta give him some rest. And Walton Goggins just pulls out a gun and shoots him, but he like shoots him in the shoulder and he dies instantly.
Right.
Like, that's not how guns work.
well, he was old.
Yeah.
Maybe it went in and ricocheted around. Yeah,
that JFK bullet.
maybe he was just playing dead.
I know.
Pretend like you sleep.
What I gotta do to get out of this?
Yeah. He's on.
Yeah, man. Like, Walton Goggins would just do so much in here that didn't really make sense. Like, there was a moment where he would say, like, I've been in this island arc, I haven't had anybody to talk to, and then like you go outside of his tent and he has henchmen.
Yeah.
So you're like, wait, what, are you not talking to them?
Yeah. You know,
these dummies.
I'll tell you what's creepy about it is that the whole movie, the man ain't trying. Sometimes you just get mad at shit because you know somebody ain't trying.
Yeah.
And Walton Goggins ain't trying.
Yeah.
The only time it looks like he's into it is when he's beating Alicia Vikander's ass.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets lit up for that real quick.
You really want to do this, little girl? Let's just go home.
Ask your goddamn question.
Yeah. Act, goddammit.
Yeah. Wake up.
That's funny because he had a southern accent in that scene, but nowhere else in the movie.
Oh, that's because he was actually talking.
Right.
Wasn't mumbling. But, I mean, in the rest of the movie, if he's got to kill a man, he's like, I could be least interested here. But if he's got to whoop a woman's ass, he's all into it right there. He'll wake up in a minute. That's the most lively he's been in this movie right here. I'm not even saying it's because of a sexist thing. I'm just saying, for some reason, when he's got to beat her ass, he's into it. he's awake and alert. But as far as like characters like that, dialogue like that, man, this movie is as good as melatonin, man. I was trying. I was trying my best to stay awake. My head was just nodding off. I would wake up and somebody start talking. I just I woke up and they just kept walking through that jungle. I didn't even know where I was. I said, where the hell did they get? Who are these Asian dudes, man?
Chill, you ain't miss nothing.
I didn't figure I did, man.
You ain't miss anything, man.
And believe me, I was trying. There's no reason why an action movie like this should be this boring.
Yeah, I drank a coffee before going into this, and I was like, oh no, this is the end.
And it didn't get any better. For all of the praise we give this movie for how it looks, for all the praise we give it for being visually authentic to the source, once they got to what the movie was titled, Tomb Raider, once they got to an actual tomb, they ran out of money.
The third act.
Yeah.
That tomb was just as generic, man. That tomb, you go in there and in addition to seeing the same skulls, the same bones, skeleton legs and feet. It was the same stones.
Sarcophagus.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. The same walls, the same cobwebs. That same dust. I was looking at this, and I was like, man, how does that Nickelodeon show look better than this shit?
Temple.
Yeah.
No, that was the thing. When I was watching this, I was like, why do I feel like I'm in line at Six Flags? Like, I feel like this is the thing before you get to the ride.
Yeah. It's the Tomb Raider. We're expecting, like, that had to be half the movie. Like, you go to the tomb, and we're exploring for, like, you know, a good 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. They got two rooms in this tomb.
Yeah.
And they go in there and that looks cheap as hell.
I was surprised by how few traps they had.
Yeah, there are like three.
Yeah,
three.
And if you and with the traps, it just goes to show you just how further generic this movie is.
Yeah.
Because when they go into these tombs, there's no suspense. Because I'm looking at this.
She sees them coming from a mile away.
Yeah. Man, there's no suspense in this at all, because you walk in with a handful of disposable henchmen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to get through these.
Yeah.
You know, because they go in, they step on a trap, and the first henchman to make a joke, you know, he's going to be the one to go.
Yeah.
We can't keep paying you too much longer. And the henchmen, I mean, they're so generic that the only way you can recognize them is just by one physical trait.
Yeah.
You know, there's the there's the black one, there's the white one,
there's the long-haired one.
There's the one with the beard.
There's an Asian one.
There's the one back here, the one with the man bun. it just gets to a point where the movie, it just loses suspense because of how generic it is. Man, they got the nerve. They got the nerve at the end, after all this boring shit that we done sat through, after all this shit that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you want to get excited over, oh, we got a franchise.
Right.
Oh, and the way they do it is the...
It was some Dark Universe shit again.
Yeah, it was some Spider-Man Sinister Six that they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. But you didn't know there's a dark force behind all this. Oh, we got to have more sequels for Lord of Gang to the bottom of this.
Yeah, they did like Saw.
Yeah.
Oh, putting the pieces together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man, it feels now sit your ass down. Like, you ain't coming back.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end, they proud too. They you know, all this trudging through the movie. And at the end of it, but we'll be back. No, you won't. Yeah.
We don't want to hear that shit.
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
Laura Croft will return.
Yeah.
And the next 15 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Trying to pull some shit at the end of the movie.
Can't be too careful these days. The world has gone bloody mad.
I'll take two.
No, you won't.
I know.
You get this one and no more.
No, you take this one movie right here and shove it up your ass. I don't need no more here. I'm done. I mean, and the thing is,
I got my iconic guns now.
Yeah.
No.
Shit.
You don't want that, Laura.
I don't know. Hell, I'm thinking y'all be messing with these movies right here. I'm thinking the next one, y'all need to get them square titties back up. Maybe we can do something with that. get the person that did Rock Dog to do the next movie. Do an animated Tomb Raider.
Nah, man. Gertz heard me wince the second this shit came on, because Square Enix popped up. And yeah. I was like, oh, Lord, the people who know them fuck up games.
That cracked me up. This Square Enix, I just hear going next to me go,
Kingdom Hearts is never coming out.
It's just frustrating, because it's not a bad movie. I mean, that's almost a criticism too. Because if it was bad, at least we have something to work with here. I don't have anything for you here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so this is so generic, so middle of the road, that it's, I mean, you know, to be bad would actually be an accomplishment. But it's something that's, you know, the biggest word you can say here is forgettable. You can admire it. You can sit up here and say that it's decent. But I guarantee you a lot, most people, I'm not going to say everybody because I'm not going to generalize, but most people out there be like, yeah, I don't need to see it again, though. And by next year, going to even be like, oh, that's right. They did make another Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to that girl? You
know? She's got two guns now.
Yeah. Too bad we won't have a next movie to see them in. Yeah. Or maybe we will. You know, I don't want to sit up here and say maybe they'll make another one depending on how this one works out. And then they can actually finally unleash. But with this here, yeah, it's the rental, man. I mean, I don't hate it. I'm not even mad at it. I'm just a little disappointed that there was potential here and it wasn't met. So, yeah, rental. You middle of the road movie, we'll give you a middle of the road rental.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think is really frustrating about it. And I think that's what kind of explains this movie, is it's thoroughly frustrating and dull. I wish this would have been so bad, like in Assassin's Creed, because you can remember everything that happens in it because it's such a mess. Mm-hmm. But in here, man, it just feels like we're just spinning the wheels, and oh, you'll notice a few things pop up from the video game, and yeah, the whole female empowerment, you know, be badass and kick all these beat all these dudes up. But this movie, it is just so, like Corey said, generic and forgettable, and there's nothing in here where I was like, oh wow, that was so awesome that they did this. I did think the twist at the end was kind of cool, but outside of that, like, it's just like, all right, well, I'm not, 3 months down the road, it's going to be like, did I see that movie? I don't remember. I remember seeing the previews. So yeah, I feel like this is exactly what you said. It's a rental.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the most I'm probably going to, any connection I have with it, because the thing with these video game movies, my question is always, is your movie going to be good enough that I enjoy it as much as playing the game? Because otherwise, why don't I just play the game, which is so much of the same visuals, but infinitely more entertaining? And this doesn't answer that question. It's like, well, we're just trying to get the spirit of the game. It's like, that's not enough, though. You have to reach higher. And it just didn't reach higher. The reason that we like it at all and it's successful anyway is because they kept their goals so low. Mm-hmm. And they achieved that. But everything up here that makes this something that you want to see repeatedly is just kind of not there. And not even in that bad, oh, you got to watch this way. Yeah, it is just a rental. I mean, wish I could say more about it. I mean, on one hand, I do appreciate that they didn't completely fuck up like so many things do, but
Again, a case of just playing a little too safe, I think.
Yeah, it's just really bland and vanilla, and it's nowhere near as bad as Assassin's Creed, and I thought it was going to be based off those trailers. But that said, I probably would rather watch Assassin's Creed again because of how awful it is. Yeah. Just so I can like show it to people and be like,
"You say that, but
I know. Hey, nah, man, I'm with you in that, bro. Yeah,
we've watched
that's the
it
way
again.
Y'all work.
Yeah, I ain't going down that journey.
So
again.
Unfortunately, like, this movie doesn't really please anybody because it's just so bland and forgettable that if you're looking for something good, you're not really going to get it here. And if you're looking for something so bad, like I kind of was, you're going to be let down in that regard too. And what really stinks about it is I think you got a lead actress here who's really game for this, pun not intended. She wants to play ball with this. She's trying, but the character's not written very well. You don't really like her. She's not sympathetic because she does a bunch of stupid things throughout the whole movie. So even though you want to like this character because of this actress, you can't. And everyone else, with the exception of Daniel Wu, is just sleepwalking through it or playing it very one note. It looks all right, and that's probably the best praise I can give it. I agree. Yeah. This is a rental. If you caught this on TV, you'd be like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But this is nothing you have to make a point to go out and see.
So I'm curious as to where you guys rank this amongst video game movies.
Okay, Mortal Kombat's still number one.
Probably, yeah.
Woo! Hey!
I'd say Mortal Kombat.
That's number one. This
would you put it above Silent Hill?
No, hell no. Silent Hill is better than this.
I would put it somewhere below Silent Hill.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick like the top five, maybe this would make it. Like, if I did top five, it would be Mortal Kombat, Silent Hill, Angry Birds, I think, is better than this. Mm-hmm.
What else do we have out there? So many other things we've seen. But
you
yeah.
got to hit Super Mario Brothers.
Oh. No, hell no.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. Yeah. So we've had other ones. Like maybe this would crack. To be honest with you, I prefer the Angelina Jolie ones over this, because at least that one, I was entertained by it. This one was just, they were aiming so low, like you said. Like if you aim for a D minus,
yeah,
that's what I got.
I don't think they were aiming low. I think they were aiming so high that they were being too careful. But that's, you know.
Well, I think they were aiming high to hit the video game marks, but they didn't have anything else. So it was like, what was the point of making this if I can go watch the movie version of this on YouTube, mm-hmm. but with the video game, with all the mm-hmm. gameplay cut out?
And one thing, real quick, like, I know if you just saw Assassin's Creed and that was the first time you saw Michael Fassbender in something, you'd be like, this guy fucking sucks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's not the case with this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I felt bad for her watching this. Yeah. Like, she's trying. She just doesn't have shit to work with.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is that we keep talking about Assassin's Creed starring Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
They're together.
Yeah.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah. So, you know, when she got home, Michael Fassbender's like, told you.
Trying to help you.
Can't be too careful these days. The world has gone bloody mad.
I'll take two.